Brother requested to come forward, join the gathering. Inshallah, before the program takes place, a short recitation of the glorious Quran will take place, and thereafter the talk will begin. Everyone is requested, come forward, fill in the cups. Those who don't need the rest of the wall, those who don't need to lean on the wall, are requested not to lean against the wall.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحج أشهر معلومات، فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج، وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله، وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى، واتقون يا أولي الألباب. ليس عليكم جناح أن تبتغوا فضلا من ربكم، فإذا أفضتم من عرفات فاذكروا الله عند المشعر الحرام، واذكروه كما هداكم وإن كنتم من قبله لمن الضالين. ثم أفيضوا من حيث أفاض الناس، واستغفروا الله، إن الله غفور رحيم. فإذا قضيتم مناسككم فاذكروا الله كذكركم آباءكم أو أشد ذكرا، فمن الناس من يقول ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة فمن الناس من يقول ربنا آتنا في الدنيا وما له في الآخرة من خلاق، ومنهم من يقول ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. أولئك لهم نصيب مما كسبوا، والله سريع الحساب. صدق الله العظيم.
Inshallah. Now we request Mona Suleiman Sahib to come forward and bless us with his words of wisdom. Once again, everyone is requested, join the gathering. Similarly, we have mentioned before, it is against the etiquettes of any dini gathering to lean if one is not in need of the wall. So those of us who are not in need of leaning, let us join the gathering and sit with the correct etiquette.
الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واذكر في الكتاب ابراهيم انه كان صديقا نبيا صدق الله العظيم respected ulama and my brothers in islam Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam A great prophet of Allah Ta'ala. Approximately 73 times his name is mentioned in the Quran Majid. And when you want to talk about Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, what aspect of his life can we touch upon? What a great personality, what a great prophet of Allah Ta'ala. When Allah Ta'ala created the humankind, Allah Ta'ala sent for the guidance of mankind a galaxy of prophets, alayhi musallatu wassalam, approximately 124,000. And from that galaxy of prophets, Allah Ta'ala chose a selection of the prophets who were rusul. Tilka rusulu faddalna ba'dahum ala ba'd. And then from them, Rusul, Allah Ta'ala chose, selected five from the whole of 124,000 Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam. And from the five of that, including in the five, is Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. As we all know and as we have all heard before, the story of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ رُشْدَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَكُنَّا بِهِ عَالِمِينَ That Allah Ta'ala granted Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam in his childhood. Whilst he was a child, Allah Ta'ala granted him advancement of thought and logic. Allah Ta'ala opened his heart and gave him maturity whilst he was a child. As we all know, he was born in a household where idols were made, idols were fashioned, idols were sold. That was his father's business. And that was the income of the house. So just imagine a person, a child is born in a house where there is evil, there is vice all around him. But as a child, 6-7 years old child, his father used to tell him sometimes that deliver this idol to so-and-so's house. Used to tie a rope and drag it in the streets. And he used to question his father. There is debates with his father that what are you, out of stone you are carving idols. They can't speak, they can't answer. The offerings that you give them, they can't even eat those offerings. All these debates he used to have. And then Allah Ta'ala gave him that understanding that the time came that Allah Ta'ala gave him the understanding of Tawheed. And he thought to himself, and it is mentioned in the Quran, that why are these people, the whole community, worshipping idols made of stone, carving them out, my father himself. And then he said, whom should we worship? So he looked at the sky and he saw the star shining. فَلَمَّا جَنَّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّيْلُ رَأَى كَوْكَبًا قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي So he looked at the star shining brilliant in the sky and he said, this is my Rabb. فَلَمَّا أَفَلَ قَالَ لَا أُحِبُّ الْآفِلِينَ When this daylight came and the star faded, he thought to himself that this cannot be my Rabb. I don't want a part-time God. This cannot be my Rabb. فَلَمَّا رَأَى الْقَمَرَ بَازِغًا قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي Then he saw the moon shining. فَلَمَّا رَأَى الْقَمَرَ بَازِغًا قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي This could be, might be my Lord. فَلَمَّا أَفَلَ قَالَ لَإِنْ لَمْ يَهْدِنِي رَبِّي لَأَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الضَّالِّينَ This cannot be my Rabb. When the daylight came and the moon disappeared, this cannot be my Rabb also. And I don't want to be from those who are led astray. فَلَمَّا رَأَ الشَّمْسَ بَازِغَةً قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي هَذَا أَكْبَرُ. Then he saw the sun with its brightness and with its strong. And he said, this could be my Rabb, هَذَا أَكْبَرُ. This is great in size. فَلَمَّا رَأَ الشَّمْسَ بَازِغَةً قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي هَذَا أَكْبَرُ. فَلَمَّا أَفَلَتْ. And the sun also set. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِمَّا تُشْرِكُونَ. I say to my people that I am free from joining partners with Allah Ta'ala. I am on the deen of Tawheed. إِنِّي وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ حَنِيفًا وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. I turn to that Lord of mine, that Allah of mine, who created the skies and the earth, and the deen Hanif, meaning I am that from those who are believing in one Allah Ta'ala. وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. I am not from those who join and ascribe partners with Allah Ta'ala. So from that stage on, from the childhood, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam went through tests after tests. And one after another, the tests became more severe and severe. When the people, the community, the town used to have a festival, and they used to go out of the town to celebrate that festival. So they said to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam that we are going. His father said, join us in the festival. And he said, فَقَالَ إِنِّي سَقِيم. He looked at the sky. فَنَظَرَ نَظْرَةً فِي النُّجُومِ. He looked at the star. He looked at the sky and he said, those people thought that he is looking at the star to see his fortune, to see what the star is telling him, stargazing, but he was in deep thought. And he said, what reply should I give them? فَقَالَ إِنِّي سَقِيم. I am not well today. I am sick, I am ill, I cannot join you. The whole community went. He was alone in the whole of the town. And he went inside where all the idols, small and large, they were all placed there. And he looked at the idols and he talked with the idols. Can you not speak? Can you not answer? You cannot harm, you cannot give benefit to anybody. And one by one he smashed and he broke all the idols. And then the big one, he put the axe around the big one. So when the people came back and they saw that, what has happened? قَالُوا مَنْ فَعْلَ هَذَا بِآلِهَتِنَا يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. So they said to each other that who? Then one of the persons said, قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا فَتَنْ يَذْكُرُهُمْ يُقَالُ لَهُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. I know of a youngster who was left behind and he is called Ibrahim. قَالَ بَلْ فَعَلَ. He said, Ibrahim, did you do this? كَبِيرُهُمْ هَذَا فَاسْعَلُوهُمْ إِنْ كَانُوا يَنْتِكُونَ. Talk to that big one, if he can speak to you. فَرَجَعُوا إِلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ فَقَالُوا إِنَّكُمْ أَنْتُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ ثُمَّ نُكِسُوا عَلَىٰ رُؤُسِهِمْ لَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ مَا هَؤُلَاءِ يَنْتِقُونَ. It dawned on them that what Ibrahim alayhi salam is saying, they cannot speak. But because of their stubbornness, they didn't believe. When the king heard about this, and he was called in the presence of the king, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِي حَاجَّ إِبْرَاهِيمْ فِي رَبِّهِ أَنْ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْمُلْكَ. The king called him, the king who had power. Atahu Allahul Mulk. Allah Ta'ala had given him a kingdom and he had power. إِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّيَ الَّذِي يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is now telling the king, explaining to the king, who is Allah? What is Tawheed? That Allah Ta'ala is the one who gives life, who gives death. The king said, this is very easy for me. He took two prisoners out and he said, you are free. Meaning I have given him life. And one of them he killed. He got them killed and he said, I give death also. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam thought, how can I talk with this person? He doesn't understand, he doesn't have the logic. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, instead of debating with him, قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْتِي بِالشَّمْسِ مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ فَأْتِ بِهَا مِنَ الْمَغْرِبِ فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرُ. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, my Allah is the one who makes the sun rise from the east and sets in the west. Can you? The king was dumbfounded. Some scholars say that the king could have said that, tell your Allah to make the sun rise from the west and set in the east. But the king in his heart of the hearts knew that he is on Tawheed and what he is saying the truth. If I debate with him, it can be possible that it can be done, but I don't want to debate with this person. He knew. And then, as you know, the fire was lit And it was a great fire. The scholars of the tafsir say the fire was such that if a bird were to fly over, it would die. It would be roasted. And the fire was so huge that no human could go in front of the fire into the closeness. So they had a catapult. And they threw Ibrahim alayhi salatu. Before they threw him, Jibreel came. Ibrahim, can I help you? The answer of Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam was Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for me. Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakil. And while he was thrown into the fire midway, Allah Ta'ala orders the fire, Qulna ya nar, kuni barda. Fire, be cool. Not just be cool, because he will freeze. Wasalaman, be peaceful. He can rest there. Wasalaman ala Ibrahim. Be cool and be peaceful for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when they saw him, what did he do? As soon as he came out from the fire, the scholars say, again, straight away he started teaching Tawheed, preaching Tawheed. He didn't give up. That these people are those who threw me into the fire. Let me relax for a few days. But no, as soon as he came out from the fire, he didn't give up his mission of preaching the Tawheed and calling towards the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. And when the community didn't listen, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made a move, and he is from those Anbiya who migrated, who made hijrat, and he moved. Cutting the story short, because we have other topics to talk about. With his wife Hajra, he reaches the age of 80 plus, near 90, and he has no children. And he makes dua to Allah Ta'ala, Rabbi Habli min as-salihin. Ya Allah, grant me a child who is pious. Allah Ta'ala answers the call. Allah Ta'ala accepts his prayer and his supplication. And Allah Ta'ala gives him a child. What was the child's name? Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. So a child is born. There is joy in the house. There is giggles and laughter in the house. And then Allah Ta'ala says, take your wife and child and leave them there in the barren desert. Another test. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam takes his wife Hajra and the baby Ismail, and he leaves them with one leather bag of water and some dates. And he turns around and he is walking away with his mount, his wife. Barren land. No human being is there. There is no trees for shade. Mountains and desert and rocks. His wife calls out, and his face is the other way. Just now I turn around and I have to see eye to eye with my wife, and the love of my wife and my child overcomes me. So he's leaving. Hajra calls, where are you leaving us? In this barren land. He doesn't look back. And then Hazrat Hajra, is this the order of Allah Ta'ala? And he replies in the affirmative. Hazrat Hajra says, if it is the order of Allah Ta'ala, Allah is sufficient for us. And then he goes to a place, and then he makes the dua. Rabbana, inni askantu min dhurriyati biwadin ghayri dhi zar'in inda baytikal muharram. Ya Rabb, I am leaving my family in such a place, in a barren land. There is no trees, nothing. رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Look at the beautiful dua that Ibrahim alayhi salam makes. He didn't make the dua that, Ya Allah, give them food and water. First dua that he makes is, رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Ya Allah, make them from those who read namaz. Who read, who are regular in their prayers. فَجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِنَ النَّاسِ. And Ya Allah, make people turn towards this place, meaning set up a community in this place. تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ وَارْزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ. And Ya Allah, and then comes sustenance. Ya Allah, make this place that you give sustenance to this place. That dua was made how many thousands of years ago? Today all the hajjis that go, and the mu'tamireen, and those who go for umrah, you can see the blessed dua, the barakat of dua of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that fruits and food from all over the world you can get there. Tahwi ilayhim warzukhum min al-thamarati la'allahum yashkurun, so that they be grateful to you. The child grows up, and when he leaves Hazrat Hajra there, water runs out, the food runs out, and the child is a baby. It's turning from this. When a child, a baby child is hungry, it cries out, it's troubled, it turns from one place to another place. So Hazrat Hajra goes to Mount Safa and looks to see if there is any sign of water anywhere or any sign of any travelers. When the baby is crying again, she runs from Safa towards the baby and towards Marwa. 7 rounds she makes. Allah Ta'ala sends Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, that by the foot of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, hit your wing and the water gushes out. The travelers who are traveling, they see that there are some birds flying at a distance, and they think to themselves that most likely there is water there. So they come. Now in those days, it could have happened, she was a lonely woman. But the awe of her, because she is the wife of a prophet, the serenity, the awe of her was such, they could have taken her as a slave. They were all men and families and tribe, they could have taken her as a slave. But they said that we would like to stay here, we would like to camp here. She said, you can do camping here, you can stay here, but the water I am in control of. So the tribe stayed there. Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam grows up with the tribe. And then when he grows up, falamma balagha ma'ahu sa'ya qala ya bunayya inni ara fil manami anni azbahuka fanzur madha tara. Again Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is now given an order in a dream. And the dream of a prophet is a command from Allah. It is a wahi, it is a revelation. And he is told in a dream that he has to sacrifice his son. Young son, he's young, he's grown up now. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is in his 90s, where he can be, a father thinks that my son, when the son grows up and he becomes young, he can be a support for me. So Allah orders, and Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam says to his son Ismail, this is what I have seen in a dream. The son could have said, father, it's only a dream. But the son, who was grown up in the company of his father, قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ فَعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ. I told, dear father, carry out what you have been shown. سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. And look at the beautiful words Allah Ta'ala relates what Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam used. سَتَجِدُنِي, very soon you will find me, if Allah willing, from those, he didn't say you will find me patient, no, from those who are patient. No sign of arrogance, no sign of pride, humbleness in every sentence of theirs. You will find me from amongst those who are patient. And then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam takes his son. As you all know, Shaitan tries to divert him. But in the end, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam puts the knife on the neck of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Meaning he carries out the order, but if the knife, he did the sacrifice, on the neck the knife was put. Now the knife's work is to cut. The knife didn't cut, but he carried out the order. Allah Ta'ala sent a ram, and that sacrifice was made. Then Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَ وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينِ. Both of them, now the literal meaning, both of them became Muslims. In another verse, when they built the Kaaba, again Allah Ta'ala uses another word. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in his dua says, Rabbana waj'alna muslimaini. Allah, make us both from amongst the Muslims. He is a Muslim, he is a prophet of Allah Ta'ala. Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam is a Muslim. So the commentators say the meaning here is submission to Allah. If you look at the whole life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, whatever test he was put through, whatever circumstances he went through, he fully submitted to Allah Ta'ala. Then the order came that both of you build the Kaaba. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلُ. Now here again, those who know the Arabic grammar, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلُ. That when they were raising the Kaaba, the house of Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was raising. In the end, Allah says, and Ismail. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi gives a beautiful translation that Allah Ta'ala could have said, wa idh yarfa'u Ibrahim wa Ismail min al bayt, that they were both. But the adab here is taught that when an elder is doing something, then the elder's name should come first and then the minor's name should come later. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his usual habit after Isha was to go straight to his house and go to bed. He didn't waste time. But sometimes, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu's words are, sometimes if there was some matter to discuss, he used to make mashwara with Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And then he says, and I was also there. He didn't say he used to make mashwara with me and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, or Abu Bakr and me, but he said he used to make mashwara with Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and I used to be there. Look at the adab the elders are teaching us. That when our elder is doing something or they have done something, we take their name first, put them first, but I was also there. So Allah Ta'ala in this verse, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدُ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلِ. Allah Ta'ala doesn't go into the details that how wide was the Kaaba, what was the measurement, where did the stones come from, how high it was. Don't go into detail. But what does Allah Ta'ala say after that? رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. What are the both saying after doing a great work, building the Kaaba, the house of Allah? Oh Allah, accept it from us. Ya Allah, you gave us the tawfiq. You gave us the tawfiq to build this house. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. So when we carry out some good deed, we shouldn't have pride inside us. And then the dua Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, رَبَّنَا وَجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكْ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكْ. Make us both amongst the Muslims. And not just both, and the generations to come. So from this the ulama say that it is the duty of the parents, that you are a Muslim, that you make sure that your children also and your progeny also remain Muslims. It is the zimmedari, it is our responsibility that we make such an effort that our generations to come remain on the Deen Hanif, remain Muslims. وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُوبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. What they say after carrying such a great work, Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, forgive us. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is this that after the salah you say istighfar three times, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Those people who sleep very less in the nights and they do ibadat, they are engrossed in the worship of Allah Ta'ala at night, and after the night has passed and they have finished the ibadat, what do they say? وَبِالْأَسْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Ya Allah, we are seeking your forgiveness from you. After the ibadat, they are seeking forgiveness. The Prophet ﷺ is reading namaz, and a great deed, an obligatory deed. After fulfilling that deed, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, ya Allah, this ibadat that I have carried out, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam, this building of the house that we have carried out, it is through your tawfiq, ya Allah. And we are human beings, there are shortcomings. The namaz that we read, ya Allah, it wasn't perfect to be put into your court, to be presented to you. We have shortcomings, ya Allah. That is why we are making istighfar, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And then Ibrahim alayhi salam makes a dua, Rabbana wab'as fihim rasulam minhum yatlu alayhim ayatik wa yu'allimuhum al-kitab wal-hikmah wa yuzakkihim. That, oh Allah, from my progeny, make a rasul, bring a rasul who reads your ayat, yatlu alayhim ayatik, and who teaches your kitab, wa yu'allimuhum al-kitab wal-hikmah and wisdom, wa yuzakkihim, and he purifies, meaning that Allah Ta'ala accepted that dua, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam from his progeny was made the Khatamun Nabiyin, the last of all the prophets. And masjid, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made the Baytullah, the ta'mir of Baytullah was done. And what is the masjid? That is why the poet says, masjid to banadi shabbar mein iman ki hararat walon ne, masjid to banadi shabbar mein iman ki hararat walon ne, man apna purana pai, man apna purana papi hai, barson mein namazi na ban saka. Masjid is not the four walls. Masjid is not the four walls. Masjid is abad. Masjid is when the people, the musallis, are regular in their five daily salah. And the activities of what used to happen in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's masjid are taking place in the masjid. That is the masjid. So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we frequent the masajid and we have the respect and adab of the masajid. So this is the life, very short, very brief, about Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. And we become namazis, for example. Five times namazis. And we keep the fasts of Ramadan. And we go for Hajj and Umrah. But Allah Ta'ala says, when he says to Hazrat Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam, when they both make dua that we want to become Muslims, Allah Ta'ala says in another verse, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O those who believe, udkhulu fis silmi kaf, enter Islam completely. So from here we know that iman is different, Islam is different. Iman is that we believe in Allah Ta'ala, our aqaid, our beliefs are correct. And Islam is that we carry out, we are complete Muslims only when we carry out all and make amal on all the branches of Islam. Our aqaid, alhamdulillah, through our makatib and through the local ulama, we make shukr that our aqaid, alhamdulillah, so far, so good. Our ibadat means acts of worship, namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, at a degree, alhamdulillah. Aqaid and ibadat. That is why our akabirin and sufiya complain that today we have taken deen as only these two things, aqaid and ibadat. Then we have muamlat. A person can be a complete Muslim when he complies with all these, our muamlat, our dealings. We read namaz, a person has a beard, jubbah, five times namazi, but when he goes to the market, and when he is selling and buying, he is lying. He is selling some goods and he is lying about it. That is not a complete Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba said that he was reclining, leaning against something, and he said, shall I tell you about the major sins? The Sahaba radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, yes. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, join in partners with Allah, a major sin. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, disrespecting your parents, disobeying your parents, a major sin. Then he got up, he straightened himself. Then he said, Allah, qawl az-zur, shahadat az-zur, when you lie, when you give a false testimony, major kabair, major sins. The Sahaba said, the Rasulullah repeated these words, giving false testimony and lying, repeated them so much that out of respect we couldn't say, Ya Rasulullah, enough. But he carried on. And he repeated these words. So our mu'amlat, how are we in our dealings? Aqaid, ibadat, mu'amlat. Then our mu'asharat, our social life. What kind of a social life do we have inside the house with our brothers, our sisters, our parents, our neighbors? And then our akhlaq, our character. Do we have husn khulq, good character in our lives? If all these are complete, then ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dkhulu fis silmi kaffa, then we have entered Islam completely. Myself also, Allah make dua that Allah Ta'ala make me from amongst those who are perfect Muslims, and all of us also. So these are the lessons that we learn from the life of Hazrat Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. That is total submission. Total submission meaning that whatever situation we are in, wherever we are, when the order of Allah comes, we submit. Then we are a Muslim, and a good Muslim, and a perfect Muslim. Now going on the topic of Zil Hajj. As you all know, how many months in the Islamic calendar? 12 months. And there are 4 months which are Ash'arul Hurum, sacred months. What are those 4 sacred months? Anybody? Inna iddat ash-shuhuri inda Allah ithna ashara shahran fi kitabillahi yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard minha arba'atun hurum. 4 months which are sacred. The pre-Islamic time also, the Arabs, they used to take these 4 months as sacred. No fighting, no wars between them. And we tell the husband tells the wife, Ramzan no mahino aavyo, apne fighting ne kaun Ramzan. No fights in Ramzan. You tell your wife, no fighting. After Ramzan, you can carry on, it's okay. You can do our boxing match again. So the 4 months are sacred. Which 4 months are sacred? Allah says in the Quran, Ash'arul Hurum. Ji? Ji. Muharram, Zilqad, Zilhajj, and one? Rajab. One is? Rajab. So Zilhajj, everybody knows Zil Hajj means the month of Hajj. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says the virtues of Zil Hajj also, that in the first 10 days, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, for a person to carry out good deeds, the first 10 days are the best days in the whole year for a person to carry out good deeds. A person fasts in the first 10 days of Zil Hajj without the day of Eid. One fast is equivalent to the reward of 1 year. One night's ibadat is equivalent to the night of Shab-e Qadr, the reward. And the ninth of Zil Hajj, whoever fasts on that day, the day of Arafah, the Prophet ﷺ says, Allah Ta'ala will forgive his past 1 year sins and the future 1 year sins. So great reward, great days, and great nights, very virtuous. the month of Zilhajj. And there are two ibadats which are done only in those specific days in the month of Zilhajj. Other than that, in the whole year, you cannot do those ibadats. The ibadat of Arafah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-Hajju Arafah." Arafah is Hajj. The Arafah is the plains of Arafat. If a person were to go today, will he get reward? No reward. And then Qurbani, the ibadat of sacrifice. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam sacrificed his son. That was the peak of his submission. The peak of his submission. And our Qurbani, we slaughter an animal. Alhamdulillah, abroad also, and some of us do Qurbani here also. But in actual fact, what Qurbani have I and you made? And what Qurbani will you make? Other than the animal. Will my young friend say that you have a smartphone, everybody? Smartphone, yeah? I will take my SIM card out from the smartphone and I will put it in old Nokia phone for 10 days. Can you make that Qurbani? Or the youngster can say that in the 10 days of Zilhajj, I will not play Fortnite. And what's that other one? Roblox. For 10 days of Zilhajj, this is my Qurbani. Now if I were to go around individually and ask everybody, what is going to be your Qurbani? Are you ready to answer, my brothers? Or you want to think about it? You want to think about what is going to be my Qurbani? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in a hadith that those who are going to do Qurbani of an animal, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advises that in the days of Zilhajj, they shouldn't clip their nails and cut their hair. The ulama say this is a mustahab, preferable. If somebody wants to shave, cut their hair, it's jais, there is no guna. But a mustahab amal. Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi rahmatullahi alayhi says a beautiful thing behind this wisdom, that those who are in Hajj, in the days of Hajj, and who are in the state of Ihram, and who are in the plains of Arafah, and Allah is showering them with their mercy and with forgiveness. So Allah Ta'ala wants those who couldn't go to Hajj or who didn't go to Hajj, Allah Ta'ala doesn't want them to miss out. So Allah says, imitate them a little bit and you will also get a share of those blessings and forgiveness. Little bit of imitation. As Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say this couplet, Tere Mahbub ki Ya Rab, Shabahat lekar aya hoon. Tere Mahbub ki Ya Rab, Shabahat lekar aya hoon. Hakikat isko tu kar de, main surat lekar aya hoon. Ya Allah, I have just imitated your beloved. Ya Allah, bring hakikat and reality into it. Inshallah ta'ala, jazakallah. The time is nearly there for the azan. Allah ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. And Allah ta'ala make us all from amongst those who are true Muslims. And in these days of Zilhajj, when the days come, the Prophet ﷺ advises also that we should increase our tasbih, tahmeed, and takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who in those days used to go into the market and he used to loudly recite the takbir, Allahu Akbar, remind the people that takbir should be said. Allah ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.
Jazakallahu khairan to Malana for sharing some words of wisdom with us. Brothers are requested before the Adhan begins that we have this monthly program at the end of every month. So benefit, other than that, we have many weekly programs. benefit, make a point that every so often I will come, every 1 week I will come, every 2 weeks I will come, or at the very least that every monthly program you will come. And the other request we would also make to the brothers is that Maulana Sahib, who we have benefited from today, is not very far away from us. Medina Masjid is close by, and Maulana has his gathering every Friday. Every Friday, is it? Every Friday after Maghrib in the evening, after Asr usually. So benefit from Maulana as well. He is one of the pious ulama of this locality. Unfortunately, it is our culture that ulama who come from outside, in Arabic they say kullu jadidin ladizun, everything new is delicious. That means someone who comes from outside, because they're new, so everyone flocks to see them. And someone who is in the locality, sometimes when they go elsewhere, other people flock to see them, but when they're in our locality, then we don't bother benefiting from them. So pious ulama, experienced ulama, we should benefit from them. We should take our time, spend time with them. If we have some deeni problem, instead of trying to solve it on our own, we should go and ask them for advice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to do so. Bazaar request to make the saf for adhan. And after salah, there will be refreshments inshallah. So bazaar requested, after salah, don't go without partaking of the refreshments.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي الصلاة حي الصلاة حي الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله